Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE 88.9 FM, and today I'm talking with Christine Blanchette. And Christine grew up in the townships and the Richmond area, and she attended Champlain and I think Bishop's too.
Yes.
You relocated out to British Columbia. Now, you're so busy. You're one of the busiest ladies I know. And you're a radio host. You have a YouTube channel, too. You're an avid runner, and you're a blogger. Did I miss anything?
No. Two TV shows, one on music and one on Run With It, the running fitness and lifestyle that you know about, and a podcast. Like, it's created a podcast as well.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you certainly are busy, and you've done a few health snippets and a few interviews, too, for CJMQ.
Yes, I love it. I want to do more.
That's great. I love your energy. That's one of the reasons why I thought you'd be a great one to contact during this COVID crisis. So the COVID crisis, how are you doing? How's your morale, and what habits has it changed for you on a daily basis, Christine?
Well, I think, like everyone, I'm taking it one day at a time. I'm not getting overwhelmed. I'm only in control of what I can control. So I set a goal. Like, I set goals for myself every day to keep, I guess, sane, to keep motivated. So I'll do a workout every day, or a run, power walk slash run. I will do weights, and then I'll you know, have my home office now, which is, you know, built in better now than it used to be, because I used to be out doing a lot of meetings and such and filming. Now I can't film, but I've been doing Zoom interviews. So I think it's important to set have a routine every day. And that's what's keeping me going. And then my support from my husband as well. So we work as a team, and it's, yeah, that's how we're coping.
Okay. That's wonderful. I think a lot of couples are working more as a team, and that's great to see.
And it's so important to get that vitamin D to go out, and it doesn't have to be a run. It could be a walk for 30 minutes or golfing or whatever the case may be. And then, if you know, you can't go to the gym, but you can, like right now, we have a gym, home gym in here. We have our weights, and I'm laughing because I never thought this would happen. So, because we have a gym that we can't use downstairs in our place. So we're doing that. And healthy eating, getting proper sleep is so important. Just being disciplined, Maureen, and as I said, a routine.
Okay.
It's so vital.
Okay, that's so important, and being disciplined. Okay, great. Did you have the gym before all this happened? Or?
Yes, and we can't use it, of course. So now we have some weights and yoga mats. So John actually built it. He kind of put it together, organized it, and now we have that as well. So it helped, you know, just having, for me, working out is so important. It keeps me, you know, just a healthy frame of mind, and not to get overwhelmed, like I said at the beginning. And I also think I really try not to watch too much TV, like the media, because it can get really stressful. So I try to say, I'm going to check in the morning and check, you know, in the evening, and I don't believe everything I see or hear or read. I just try to just get the news from the important sources, or the you know, sources that I believe in. So, yeah, so that's how we're coping.
Great. I think that's really important advice, because so many people are just glued to the TV, and it's not all what's going on in reality.
No, and I think it's, you know, you have to, now's the time, really, to create projects. So it might be a song that you've been working on and you want to polish it, or a book. You might want, you know, for me, I'm doing a catch up with articles. I'm watching a bit of TV that I never thought I would watch, you know, just getting involved and taking on creative projects, I think, or gardening, whatever the case. You know, and spending more time with your family. I think it's a great opportunity. And even though we're living in such, you know, with the pandemic, you know, connecting with family and friends, you know, whether it's Skype or online or phone, it's, checking in. Like, I check in with my dad almost every day, and it just makes me feel better, but it also makes him feel better, you know, as well.
Yeah, we're lucky. So we're living in a time when we have the internet, phone, we can phone people. It's so much different than if this would have happened maybe, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
Yes, and I also think, too, is not, it's all about me, but helping others, giving to people. Like, if someone needs help, they want to listen, if they want to talk, I'm there. I feel like it helps me too, as I said, but just helping others and people who need help. I said, do you need anything? Can I help you? And it just opens up. Sometimes people don't want to reach out, and you need to be aware of that. And sometimes I think seniors, sometimes they won't phone you, but you have to phone them, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's being mindful as well. And it's a trying time for everyone. And
okay, I like that, being mindful. Do you think any of the habits you've developed during this COVID crisis, do you think they'll stay with you after the pandemic is over? Hopefully it will be over.
I think it's given me resilience, we're stronger than we think. We really are. I think it's really putting people in a place where they never thought they would be, whether it's becoming more disciplined, motivated, or just stronger than we think. And it's also given me more compassion for others as well. Like, I mean, I think I'm a giving person, but I think it's given me a lot more, hey, we're all in this together. We're all in this together. It's not just me and my husband or my family or my closest friends. This is a global, serious health crisis that it's really puts life in perspective for our environment, our climate change, our way of thinking with global food, it's a connection. It's really, I don't know if it's going on here, but I feel that it's becoming, I think we can all learn from this in different ways.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Now, with your food, do you sterilize your food when you get it? Are you a bit afraid to eat produce like salads, things like that?
Well, we hardly do takeout, but when we do, we clean everything off the packaging, and I try to be really, really careful. So if we do grocery shopping, when we do grocery shopping, I should say, I clean everything off. I wash it off, not any disinfectant, but, with soap and water. Mm-hmm. Old-fashioned soap and water, and produce, I wash it. I wash everything. I do that anyway, but it's even like being really careful of coming back from the grocery store, washing your hands, cleaning, your groceries, and it's so important, and cleaning the doorknobs, just trying to, just being cautious. Yeah, mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, taking as many precautions as necessary. It's probably better to take more than not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great. Would you like to give us the addresses to? Because I want everybody to know how to get to your podcasts, and you have a channel on YouTube too.
Yes, it's on broadcast and on YouTube. But it's actually just runwithit.ca. So www.runwithit.ca. Or they can just Google my name, and I think I should pop up.
Probably many times, I think. Yeah.
And then on Twitter, it's Christine Runs, at Christine Runs.
Okay.
And yeah.
You're still able to run as far as what things you're allowed to do out there? And
yes, I still run. But safe distancing, 2 meters. And when I see someone on the same side of the street, or I just cross the street, I rather be really careful than not to chance it. And I just try to go and just be mindful of everyone. But sometimes people are not as careful. But I try to say the onus is on me to take care of my health. So I take whatever I need to do, whether it's crossing the street. And then about wearing a mask, I will wear a mask for grocery shopping. I haven't tried wearing a mask yet for when I run, so I might try that actually this week. I have a handmade mask. Well, it's from a sponsor. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so it's not to say that I'm not going to do any safe distancing or wash my hands and don't touch my face. It's an extra thing to, you know, help others not get contaminated or get contagious, or I am, right? Mm-hmm. So the mask is something I'm going to be doing starting tomorrow.
Great idea. Let me know how it turns out. Do you have a message to the townshipers, Christine?
Yes. Just take one day at a time. We're all in this together. We will get through this. And it's not my quote, but it's from one of the doctors here. It's temporary situations. I think Bonnie Henry said this. This is only temporary. We will get through this. We're all in this together, as I said. And you know what? It's, you know, reach out to others if you're having a bad day, you know, depression, anxiety, whatever, it'd be, because we're stronger when we work together. We really are, and I am checking the news back home. I am there, maybe not there, but I'm there in spirit. My family's there, and I have friends there too. So, like you, Maureen, and mm-hmm. and so I'm connected with everyone there in the Shipwreck Record, and So
great message. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Christine?
Well, I wanted to thank you. You know, you and your husband for having me on the show and allowing me to do information snippets and interviews. I want to come back to do more. And just thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Christine. And I think just talking to you and listening to you, I'm going to look up your blog and tune into your run with it. And it's very uplifting. I think right now we need something like that. It's important for us to keep in shape, to keep up all the goals that we've met and go beyond, because it's so easy to just fall into not eating, watching the TV, eating too much, eating the wrong things like that. It's so important.
Yes. And you know what? And it's now's the time just to, you know, relax, you know, and so what if you're watching a bit of movies a little bit more than usual, you know, take that opportunity now to do it, you know, and catch up on creative projects.
Okay, great advice, Christine. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, and all the best in the future for you and during this COVID crisis.
Jan, thank you for having me, Maureen.
Thanks again. Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye.